DC Taxpayers Fund Laundry Service for Poor Migrants. By Neil Monroe on May 16, 2023. An estimated $15 million has been spent by Washington, D.C. residents to provide hotels, meals, laundry, English classes, and security to roughly 1,300 illegal migrants who have been welcomed by President Joe Biden and the city's Democratic government. The Washington Post reported on May 11 the illegal population and the bills are rising fast in the small city of 310,000 households. A contract with a soul food restaurant to provide three meals a day for the hotel families is budgeted for $3.6 million, while an agreement with SAMU First Response, a D.C. nonprofit, to coordinate mental health counseling and other services in the city is expected to cost $1.7 million, DHS said. Laundry at the hotels, covered by another contract, costs about $1.1 million, while security to keep outsiders out of the areas of the hotels where the migrants stay is budgeted for $4.5 million. The cumulative hotel bill alone is projected to reach $12 million by October, DHS said. The city's bills are also rising because 340 foreign children have been added to the schools. That policy adds roughly $4 million in costs to the failing school system, which serves a local population with many prosperous whites and many poor Black Americans. Roughly one-sixth of the city's residents live in poverty as the city officials accept more poor migrants. Pro-migration Democratic politicians are feeling political opposition from working-class Americans in New York, New Jersey, and Chicago. The Washington Post showed local politicians complaining as Americans are being forced to pay for the administration's border gateway. "I don't think anybody could tell you where we're going," D.C. Councilmember Robert C. White Jr., D. at large, said, noting that the city is facing budget cuts to programs designed to serve its existing poor and homeless population. "The economic migrants are too poor and unskilled to support themselves without welfare in the high-cost, high-rent city," the Post described one migrant family from Peru. Arianmi Ramirez said that with help from volunteers from the Migrant Solidarity Mutual Aid Network, she and her husband, and one child, have tried finding a place. "So far, none of the rents have been within their reach. I would love to live in a house, but even an apartment with at least two rooms would be better," said Ramirez, who supplements the income her husband receives from his temporary construction job by selling the Venezuelan snacks she prepares in the room's tiny kitchenette to other hotel residents. The husband's temporary construction job would have been awarded to Americans at higher wages if Biden had not accepted the illegals. The Post did not calculate the pocketbook impact on D.C. residents. The Washington Post article also ignores the impact of Biden's migration on the city's rising rents. Meanwhile, in a separate article, The Washington Post reported on May 5 that homelessness in D.C. spiked by 12% over the last year to 4,410 people. The new figures also represent a stark turnaround from recent years, which saw consecutive drops in the district's homeless population. The DHS maintains that the recent figures reflect national economic pressures such as inflation and the end of pandemic-era programs and protections. Biden's deputies are smuggling many more economic migrants into the country via multiple illegal and quasi-legal routes, including the asylum route for people who are repressed by hostile governments. During the next 12 months, the inflow is scheduled to bring in at least 800,000 poor migrants above a legal cap of 1 million migrants set by Congress in 1990. The total is equal to one migrant for every two births.